A few weeks ago, we put a post on our blog, News and Views, asking you to tell us how you're managing in these tough economic times. One listener did just that, and he shared his story on our show. News and Notes web producer Jeffrey Bennett is back to tell us about it and to share your response. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Tony.
So tell us about this News and Notes listener-turned-guest.
Right. Well, his name is James Smith. As you said, we put a request out for people to tell us their stories if they were laid off. And Smith, who is a military veteran who lives in Southern California, recently lost his manufacturing job. And here's part of what he said to our own Farai Chidea.
I don't know who to ask for help. I go to the different organizations, and they say that they give me advice on how to get a job and send me back out. And it's, you know, I've been out there.
And here's a part of what our listeners had to say, people who heard that interview. Ray Craig said, I wish him the best and hope we get to hear a positive update before long. Sandra Duncan said, imagine a veteran having to think about leaving the country just to find a job. And a reader named Drew listened and said, I just want Mr. Smith to know that my heart goes out to him and I hope his situation improves. And I should say, this week we're looking for people who have actually found bright spots in the economy, folks who are actually making more money than they were before. And they can go to our blog and share their story with us.
Are these the stories that are dominating the blog, or are there others as well?
There are others. There's one story in particular about a Georgia lawmaker who wants the state's university system to consider merging historically black public colleges with nearby white institutions to save money. The move would effectively merge Albany State and Savannah State with their neighbors. And Bill M. wrote in our blog, I'm not saying HBCU should be immune to the current economic conditions, but it just seems odd that the greatest sacrifices are being asked of the schools least able to sacrifice. And Matthew Scallon said, if we are holding out the separate programs just out of a sense of racial pride, there's not much difference between that and Jim Crow.
I think we're going to be taking a closer look at that topic on tomorrow's show.
Right.
But I also understand, though, Jeff, that our YouTube channel is becoming very popular.
Yeah, it is. In particular, an in-studio performance by country singer Darius Rucker. And folks can watch that and all of our video interviews by going to YouTube and searching for the News and Notes channel.
Jeff, thank you as always.
Thank you.
Jeff Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes. He joined me from the studios of NPR West.